Welcome to Leaders Serving Beaver County Podcast. We're here today with Dr. Jim Dittmar. Jim is president of Leaders Serving Beaver County. Jim also is the longtime chair of the Masters of Organizational Leadership program at Geneva College and is founder of the Three Rivers Leadership Institute. On Thursday, March the 16th, 2017, Jim will be leading a conversation at a leaders workshop of the organization to be held at Penn State Beaver, absolutely free of charge, starts at 7:30 a.m., and he'll be speaking about Chapter 6 of the book Forged in Steel, the 7 Time-Tested Leadership Principles Practiced by the Pittsburgh Steelers and authored by Tunch Ilkin of the Steelers and Damian Williams of Leadership League. Jim, you'll be speaking about Chapter 6, and that is all about continuous improvement through deliberate practice.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it. Thanks for inviting me here to the podcast. And so let's get right into it in terms of our conversation.
Well, you're all about process.
Yes.
And you've talked before about the process of deliberate improvement.
Yes. The process implies time.
Yes.
It's not an event.
Mm-hmm.
And too often we see it as an event. It's something that we do for 2 or 3 hours by going to a workshop, or it's something that we read one book, or it's something that we practice for a few hours, and okay, we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, as described in this chapter, you know, becomes the 3-inch thick binder
right.
It's dusty on the shelf.
You bring it home, expect
from,
to get better.
From the workshop, yeah. You know. And there's just so much more to the process. The process involves time. But more than time, it involves intentionality. It involves a recognition of what it is you ought to be practicing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a recognition of who should be helping you and guiding you in that process. It is a recognition of what's it going to take for me as I'm going through that process to take full advantage of the stuff that I'm dealing with,
mm-hmm.
that I'm trying to get better at, that I'm trying. So it's a much more intense over time idea, I don't want to use the word process again, that results in behavior change, or in the case of, you know, football, even more skill change.
Mm-hmm.
But it still takes time, still takes intentionality.
What are the benefits of deliberate practice?
Well, you're getting better. You know, that's our goal. We want to become better at as leaders.
Mm-hmm.
This book is designed to help people understand some of the ideas, some of the issues that if we take a look at it and then use this as part of that process,
mm-hmm.
if this book becomes part of that longer, more intentional process,
yes.
it can help because it identifies some qualities and characteristics that can give us insight. But we've got to do more than just read this book. We've
mm-hmm.
got to do other kinds of stuff with it, and that's all part of the process, which Damian and Tunch talk about.
One of the things that Tunch gets into some detail in the book Forged in Steel is the concept of the eye in the sky.
Yes.
And that's the video that is constantly capturing real-time images of the football game,
yeah.
and then, you know, the day after, the players all sit down and watch that over and over and over, and they dissect where they did well and where they did not.
Yeah.
So, for a leader, what is their eye in the sky, and how do they gather feedback, and from whom?
Yeah, their eye in the sky, it can't be a camera unless they can hire somebody to
right.
shadow them all day
right.
with a microphone. But it's themselves in terms of self-reflection and assessment, as well as open and honest feedback from those around them.
So others have to be involved
others,
in the process.
Others who that individual has some confidence in
mm-hmm.
to provide that kind of
mm-hmm.
feedback, but also it requires the leader to make sure that everybody who's in that process knows that this is risk-free.
Mm-hmm.
You can be honest with me, and I guarantee you I will not react. I will only ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
I will think about it
mm-hmm.
before I would say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask questions for clarity. I will, but I will not put you down. I will not tell you you're crazy and don't ever talk to me again or anything like
so
that.
So those are the characteristics of good, healthy, candid feedback.
That's right. Transparency, authenticity. If you don't have, if you can't get that in this process of becoming better as a leader, becoming mm-hmm. better as a football player, if you mm-hmm. can't get that, then you will not get better. I mean, that's just, that's the equation.
What's the price? What does it cost somebody to really undergo a deliberate practice process yeah. that creates change?
And I'll add to it, not just the cost, but what is it that the person has to have? What is the character of the individual as
mm-hmm.
well
mm-hmm.
in order to put themselves in this position? So the price is the idea that this is not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
That it's going to take time, that it's going to take whatever effort is necessary to get into the information sources that I need to, reading books, interacting with others, watching stuff mm-hmm. on video,
mm-hmm.
gathering the content that I need, but then reflecting on it, talking to people about it, getting that kind of peer feedback even mm-hmm. on, and then practicing this stuff.
And practice.
Practicing the behaviors, even if you're not committed to it. Even if it's not something that's internalized, you practice it so that you can get a sense of what's it feel like to act this way.
So it's easier probably to practice a football maneuver than it is to practice a behavior.
Without question, because in that sense, behavior is a particular skill.
Right.
I'm going to adjust my feet a few inches, and I'm going to be better at the dealing with that defensive end that's coming around.
Right.
That can be corrected in a certain period of time and validated and verified. I'm trying to change a behavior that's really right now negative in my workplace with the people with whom I'm working and I'm responsible for, and I want to get out of that. I don't want that to be my default anymore.
Yes.
That's tough. And I have to have courage.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have a sense of security in myself that it's okay to be I don't have it all together.
But also some humility, too.
And humility, my goodness. We talked about humility earlier,
yes.
Contagious humility. There's a sense in which you need to see this book as holistic.
Yes.
These aren't separate, individual, concrete, distinct concepts. These flow together, and one helps validate the other. So how do you become somebody who's really engaged in the process of continuous improvement? You have to have contagious humility. And so we can go back to that chapter and use that.
What characteristics, Jim, must a leader have to be transparent, to be willing to go through a process of accountability?
Well, I think some of the things that we just talked about. You have to be willing to be open. That means who I am is not necessarily wrapped up in having certain beliefs about myself that I try to project to people, and that if challenged somehow it affects and it challenges me as a person. No, you have to have confidence and security in yourself that there's more to you than just that. That if somebody, that if I ask for some critical analysis of how I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be destroyed as a person if they say, well, you really need to work on this, Jim, and that, and this is what we've seen, and if you just could engage this da-da-da-da a little bit more, boy, what a difference that would make. Okay, I walk away from that after maybe asking a few questions and listening, and I say, I don't go sobbing and into the corner and saying, woe is me, how can I, oh, I'm so terrible, I'm so lousy, no.
That doesn't work.
You've got to be able to say, you know what, they're right.
Yeah.
And that's happened to me. I've had somebody, call me on a few things, and I say, you know what, you're right. You're right. I've got to rethink that you're okay. And you move on.
Jim, we're so much looking forward to your upcoming Leaders Serving Beaver County Leaders Workshop, teaching Chapter 6 of the book Forged in Steel, all about continuous improvement through deliberate practice. That will be held at Penn State University's Beaver Campus in Monaca. On Thursday, March 16th, that's 7:30 start, absolutely free of charge, thanks
yes.
to the generosity of the Leader Serving Beaver County Board. And it's really a great opportunity to invite a colleague or a friend to engage.
It doesn't cost them a dime or you, And there's a great opportunity to network and engage, as you said, with this material in a facilitative way that, you know, you're not going to be sitting there for an hour listening to somebody talk.
And some really terrific people.
Absolutely.
Who come to these events.
No question about it.
To register online, visit our website at www.ls-bc, that's leadersurfing-beavercounty, lsbc.org. To order a copy of the book Forged in Steel by Tun Jilkin and Damian Williams, visit the book website at www.forgedinsteel.org.